Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
So we started a series on Tech on Tap on Africa Tech Radio, and it's called What Does This Mean? In this series, we aim to break down some issues or some stories, you know, things happen in the tech world that you might not really understand. You know, I want to break it down to bite-sized pieces so that you can easily chew. My name is Lillian. You can call me your brown sugar, and you're listening to Africa Tech Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about the lack of fund causing Nigeria to abort the plan to launch satellites in 2025. You see, space exploration captured humanity's imagination for centuries. I've seen movies about space exploration. I've seen movies about Apollo 1, Apollo 11, and all the Apollos there is and all those that they are. And I just wonder, why are people so fascinated with space exploration? I mean, we are not even done on land, but you want to go to space. Elon Musk and others are doing work right now to make it a regular thing for someone to say, oh, I'm tired. It's really hot right now and I'm really clogged. I want to go for vacation in Mars. And that is what they want to make possible. And some countries are at the forefront of this. But here in Africa, we're not really there, but we are striving to be there. Several countries are reaching for the stars for their own space program. And Nigeria was set to join this group for the satellite launch in 2025. When we call 2025, Vision 2020, Vision 2010, Vision 2015, we think it looks far, but 2025 is just next year. But recent news indicates that this ambitious goal has been put on hold. I'm here to tell you about the reasons behind the decision and what it really means for Nigeria's spacefaring dreams. You see, the Director General of the National Space Research and Development Agency, Dr. Halilu Shaba, said that the agency's plan to launch a satellite from Nigeria in 2025 is no longer feasible. Shaba said this at the Agency Day presentation at the 8th Science, Technology and Innovation Expo in Abuja. The decision came down to a critical factor, which is lack of funds. No money, money no day, pockets empty. Now, why is this a problem? See, launching a satellite is complex. It not be beans, like Nigerians would say. It is really expensive. And the Nigerian government, facing other pressing priorities, because people are saying that the country is actually going downhill, we cannot afford food anymore, or other things. And the government could not allocate the necessary resources to meet the 2025 deadline because other things are pressing. But the delay has several immediate consequences. First, Nigeria will lose the opportunity to showcase its technological prowess to the world stage. We are at the back of the lion. I mean, we are still excited when someone makes you scrap to make a keke napep, or what they call tricycle, or use paper to make a plane. We are still excited about stuff like this. So the space exploration thingy would have done good for us in the world stage, don't you think? Secondly, a functioning satellite can provide valuable data for agriculture, resource management and disaster response and communication. This delay puts those potential benefits on hold. And thirdly, the National Space Research and Development Agency might face setbacks. I mean, training an astronaut for a future launch becomes less feasible without a confirmed launch date. The long-term implications are also worth considering. The delay is also casting doubts on Nigeria's long-term commitment to its space program. Developing a credible space program requires a clear funding strategy and revised timeline. Now, without those, achieving spacefaring ambitions becomes more challenging. And there's also the potential for the damage of our reputation. Well, we're already being seen as faltering in our pursuit of scientific and technological leadership in Nigeria. This only puts an icing on that pretty bad cake. But there is a chance to view the delay as an opportunity. I mean, they say every disappointment is an appointment, or how do they put it? Nigeria can now use this time to secure more sustainable funding sources for its space program. We mustn't fund everything from our pockets. This can lead to maybe a more strategically planned and achieved launch date in the future, and it will take this time out to select someone who is going to go into space and do well. I mean, space programs, so you select multiple people and you weed out. I just hope they don't play politics with this particular thing. The focus can also shift towards developing necessary infrastructure and expertise within Nigeria to support a successful space program in the long run. So the postponement has already happened, right? And people are looking forward to 2025. It is a disappointment. We're not actually excited the way Texans were excited when they were, you know, during the whole space thing. Maybe when it starts, we can see the excitement in the air. But this disappointment doesn't have to signal the end of Nigeria's space ambitions. So they just have to re-strategize, secure funding, build a strong foundation, and Nigeria can ensure its future journey to space is a successful one.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.